First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Tuesday, May 12th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Well, Air members don't want to take industrial action. We've been forced to take industrial action.
Ambulance staff set to strike and British Prime Minister faces crucial cabinet meeting. But first up this morning. There could be major disruption to ambulance services across the country today as more than 2,000 workers go on strike from 8 a.m. Union members from SIP2 and Unite are taking to the picket line in a dispute with the National Ambulance Service over pay. Today's industrial action will last for 24 hours with more strikes planned over the next few weeks. Workers from the Blanchardstown and Inner City Home Care Group are also striking today over pay. SIP2 organiser Michelle Waller says they're now waiting 3 years for a WRC-backed pay rise.
Air members never received any of that increase. And despite continuous engagement management over the last couple of years, we have been informed there is no avenue to provide them with that pay increase. Today we will be looking at a one-day stoppage, followed by 2 days of action next week and 3 days of action the week after.
The British Prime Minister is facing a showdown with his own cabinet this morning as he faces calls to step down as leader. More than 70 Labour MPs have told Keir Starmer to go, with 81 needed to trigger a leadership contest in the party. It comes after disastrous local election results for the ruling party last week. Sky's political editor Beth Rigby says Starmer could be facing up to his successor today.
Wes Streeting, a would-be contender and challenger, has not spoken to the Prime Minister, and he will see him, he will face him at that table. So things could move very quickly.
41% of pub owners say their financial situation is worse now than it was a year ago. That's according to a new survey from the Vintners Federation of Ireland, which is hosting its AGM in Carlow today. It says the upcoming 9% VAT cut is inadequate and the industry needs a tax credit to help its members survive the cost of living crisis. CEO Pat Crotty says the government needs to undo the damage it has done to the pub trade.
It was already in a precarious condition last year, so the situation is being exacerbated. And the big problem is that government's fingerprints are on most of the costs that are most significant for our pubs. So we're saying to government now, please help us to stay alive, because if you want us to die, keep doing what you're doing.
Dublin City residents are calling on the council to reverse a recent rent increase. A protest was held outside City Hall last night as councillors debated a motion to reverse the differential rent scheme. The changes, which came in at the start of April, will see rents rise by an average of €24 a week. Debbie Mulhall, a resident of Dolphin House Flat, says people can't afford it.
For me, that is just so wrong on so many levels. I mean, I have people saying to me, and I said this previously, that they're going to have to ask their adult children to leave. I mean, and bearing in mind, a lot of these people are already in overcrowded homes. And then they're being told, oh, your rent is an extra 60, an extra 70, an extra 80. That might seem like nothing, but that's 3 days' dinners to people.
France and the UK will co-host a meeting involving 40 defence ministers later as efforts to reopen the Strait of Hormuz continue. Washington and Tehran both rejected each other's latest peace proposals, with Donald Trump calling Iran's list of demands garbage. Speaking at a White House event overnight, the US president claimed his country was respected because of the stance it was taking.
Our country, a year and a half ago, was laughed at. We were mocked. And now we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. There's nobody close. We're the greatest military in the world. We're unparalleled, and we're doing a job. We've made America great again.
A man in his 30s has been questioned after being arrested in Donegal following a major cross-border operation targeting organised crime. More than 100 officers searched 21 properties across Donegal, Sligo, Monaghan and Laois yesterday, supported by the Garda Dog Unit and the Armed Support Unit. The PSNI also carried out searches in County Tyrone. Garda seized more than €26,000, £12,000 sterling, along with drugs with an estimated street value of €40,000. The investigation into a suspected drug dealing and money laundering network is continuing. The World Health Organization is reassuring countries affected by the hantavirus outbreak that this is not another COVID. A French woman's condition is deteriorating after testing positive following her evacuation flight from Tenerife, bringing the total number of cases linked to the cruise ship MV Hondius to 8. Two Irish passengers remain in quarantine at a HSE-run facility after flying home on Sunday night in the government jet. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus has thanked all those involved in the massive evacuation involving 23 countries, saying it was the right thing to do.
To the people of those countries who are receiving their citizens, nothing to fear. The risk is low. This is not another COVID. And I hope you will continue to show your compassion and solidarity to your citizens and help them to integrate, of course, after the 42 days of isolation.
Listening to music, reading or visiting museums could help slow the ageing process. That's according to new research from University College London, which found people who regularly engage with the arts appear to age more slowly at a biological level. Experts say the health benefits could be comparable to regular exercise. Taking part just once a week has shown benefits. Professor Daisy Fancourt led the study and has this advice.
Trying to make sure they have, let's say, 15 or 20 minutes of creative engagement every day. Sometimes this can be done most easily from swapping things out. So thinking about reading books or doing crafts on a commute rather than scrolling the news, for example.
Rory McIlroy says he enjoys being on film sets, but he's not cut out for being a movie star. The golfer played a starring role in Happy Gilmore 2 and has also featured in The Devil Wears Prada 2. He told the New Heights podcast he personally pitched for his wife Erica to also cameo in the latter. Speaking to Travis and Jason Kelsey, the County Down man says it was a cool experience, but he finds it a grind after a while. Finally to sport, where Tottenham missed the chance to take a big step towards Premier League safety as they were held to a 1-1 draw by Leeds United last night. Spurs sit 2 points clear of West Ham with two games each left to play. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.